Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Rachel. And how are you?
I am very well. We are not alone here, though. Who else have we got with us this morning?
We are not alone. I have the absolute pleasure of welcoming Anas Volsti from the Rebel Alliance. Welcome, Anas, to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
I feel like I've been wanting to pin Anas down, but he's been so busy touring the country. Ooh. Would you believe, with an actual, real, live theatre show?
Oh my goodness.
And the show that we are talking about today is Back to Square One. So Anas, tell us about the show. It was born, I feel like it was born a couple of years ago when we were in the last lockdown. Is that correct? Do you want to talk just a bit about where it came from?
Yeah, sure. That I developed the show in 2020, in the aftermath of that first lockdown, where I realized that I wasn't going to be able to perform in a venue for a very long time. So I thought I'll just make a show for my driveway, for my neighbors.
That's so cool.
And then I realized that I probably wouldn't be able to tour it either. So then I thought I'll just make it really simple. So I can learn, teach someone else to do it from afar, and then they can do it in their neighborhood. So because of that, I've ended up over the last 2 years, I've had six different performers do it around the country in different settings. So that's kind of how it started up. But it started up in my driveway for my neighbors.
And now, Anas, talk to me about the show itself. And would it be wrong in assuming it's about your grandmother or about family? Is that correct?
Yeah, kind of. That it's inspired by, I guess, three things. That it's inspired by conversations I had with my 95-year-old grandmother in Denmark during that lockdown when she was isolated in her apartment in Denmark, and I was down here, obviously. So we talked a lot. And then also my daughter, Clara, who's seven, and her daughter and her friend, Roman, they did all these really intricate chalk drawings out on our street, these really complicated hopscotches. And they just grew and grew and grew every day. And they were just deeply fascinating to look at. So I just loved the look of that. And then also, I interviewed all my neighbors about their experiences of neighborhood and community and their feelings during the lockdown. And then I just combined all that into one big mash. And then I put it on.
We love a mash. Anas, you know, Rebel Alliance has been, you've been producing and creating work for a while now. And there's always the form of the show always reflects the content and vice versa. Like, it doesn't ever feel like there is a singular you find a singular kind of theatrical form to deliver your work. For this work, obviously, how did you start to develop performatively the work? And because obviously you would have been writing the text to a point where you thought, yeah, this is actually something that is going to live in people's driveways.
I guess I worked with a dramaturg in Dunedin called Simon O'Connor that I worked with on my last show, Watching Paint Dry. So basically I just did lots of writing, and then I would email it to Simon and say, what do you think, Simon? And then I would call him and then we'll talk. I walked around my neighborhood and my driveway, and then I'd chalk up some stuff in my driveway and I'd send him some pictures and go, what do you think about this, Simon? And then we would just kind of jam like that, really. But the initial idea was to kind of create this big, almost like a board game.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of how the first draft came about, where the audience would kind of be placed like almost like Monopoly. So they all had to draw their own little spot and then move around. And then that just got really complicated, so I ditched that. but the idea kind of stayed that people would draw up their own little bubbles, because at that time they had to be socially distanced. but it kind of worked naturally in the setup of the whole staging. So the look of it and the way that the form, I guess, of the chalk built into the show is kind of comes across very natural and playful, because they kind of have to keep using the chalk as the play progresses.
You've done the show, there's been seasons in Hamilton, there's been Otatahi and Christchurch, Havelock North. Has the work sort of evolved and shifted every time you've put it in front of an audience?
Yes, I always feel like you need to pass like performance 20 before you really get a sense of what it's all about. So
that's
but
quite
yes,
deep
it has.
Down the track.
It's very far, like you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants for quite a while and kind of go, ah, I nailed it. In Havelock North, I nailed it. I think, I guess because the world and has changed quite a bit since 2020, there's kind of like small, there's kind of reflections on how we look back at that first lockdown as opposed to like the other lockdowns that followed, has kind of had to change a bit about some of the writing, and also the protests in Wellington, and that kind of upsurge of anger had to be addressed as well. So I've kind of tried to weave that in different ways, so it kind of speaks to the moment. So it's not just a relic from 2020.
That's such an interesting way of managing, I guess, a site-specific work and also a time-specific work, kind of being able to update it or keep it fresh. And obviously, I'm sure the performers you work with bring their own experiences into it somewhat. Is that the case?
Yeah, they do. Like, at one point, there's one particular point in the show where a character reflects on people that they know that have had COVID, because mm-hmm. I've for quite a long time I didn't know anyone,
yeah.
But my neighbors had really had direct experiences. Like my neighbor literally from across the road, Jennifer, she one of her childhood friends died, you know, in the Philippines. But when Salisi Leota did it in Wellington, we basically just changed it, because he had his brother caught it in Kazakhstan and had to be airlifted out, and it was a very difficult time for his family, because yeah. he was just in this hospital in Kazakhstan and people were just around him just on respirators and they weren't sure if he's going to live. And so just kind of so all and the same with the performer that did it in Rotorua, Nahiriwa Rauhina, he had a cousin in Australia that had been sick as well, so they kind of they all kind of bring their yeah. own other like their personal stories to it, because I'm not very kind of precious with my writing, so if they've got a good ad lib, they just by all means
they can
bring
add
it in. Yeah,
it sounds like an amazing way of keeping it contemporary to what's happening in that specific location.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I keep waiting for it to be kind of obsolete. I was kind of surprised that like originally I just thought it was going to be a couple of shows in 2020 and maybe in early 2021, but it's kind of managed to keep rolling and people enjoy it, and I've managed to do it in schools at the moment, because
cool.
lots of schools they can't go and see stuff,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I just
yeah.
go, I'll come and do it in your schoolyard.
So where are you performing it up here in Tamaki Makaurau?
Well, on Saturday, we're doing it in Northcote at Pern Crescent, and then next week, the weekend after, we are out here in West Auckland in Henderson, and then I'm going to tour it around schools for a couple of months, and then hopefully I'll come back with a proper indoor theatre season later in the year.
That's super
if all
exciting.
Goes well.
Fingers crossed. Fingers
yeah,
crossed.
I feel like the opportunity to seize it while it's site specific and out in the driveways is probably the way to go. Although I
totally.
Do really look forward to seeing the theatre, the proper. I think I heard you say proper, Anna, and that's
a whole other conversation.
I take that back. Actually, I don't think it's the proper one. I think it really comes into its own when it's outside, because there's this element of chaos that
yep.
something like when I did it in my driveway, all of a sudden all these kids, they just kind of bike past and then they just stopped and they just looked for a while. And it's like, what do they do? Do they want to stay or do they want to go? And then they just kind of raced off. And a couple of weeks ago, we did in Penmure, and all these old Chinese ladies, they came out of their apartments and waved to the audience. And stuff like. So, you know, you can't make that up, you know.
That sounds amazing. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in and speaking with us about it this morning. Remind us of the name of the show and where's the best place to go and find out more information about it.
The show is called Back to Square One.
You go, Anas.
All right, I'm on my role. And the best way to find it is to go to eventbrite.co.nz and just search for Back to Square One, and then the shows will come up.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Anders. Thank you so much, Alice. It's great to have you both on the show this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, Anders.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.